Welcome to the Web 2.0 Mapping and Social Networks Group podcast. I'm Catherine Burton, owner of Endpoint Environmental and lead organizer of the Web 2.0 Mapping and Social Networks Meetup Group. Our meetup group is about sharing, teaching, learning, and networking around current and future geospatial and social networking applications and technology. We meet regularly on the third Tuesday evening of every month at Google headquarters in Mountain View, California. I'll be hosting this monthly podcast series, which is generously sponsored by Directions Magazine and produced by Endpoint Environmental and Back 5 Productions. This podcast features Georgie Dagnall, Technical Sales and Marketing Manager of GeoGAD. GeoGAD is a Web 2.0 interface which enables travel-minded users to create their own vacation tours. Never again will you be a slave to guidebooks and bad recommendations from friends of friends. This website has all the tags, rating features, and integrated capabilities one might need for a complete user experience. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about GeoGAD, the startup that I work with. Geo is actually part of two different words. Geo means world. GAD is an old English word like gadabout, means to wander, to roam. Basically, if you've ever been a traveler to a new city and wanted to learn a little bit more about it, you were really stuck with very few different options. One thing you try to do is do a lot of research on your own, and honestly, who has the time to dig through a lot of books? You can try carrying the books with you, we know how heavy those are. Another solution would be to hire a tour guide while you're there. In general, you're kind of stuck going on whatever time works for them, unless you're willing to pay a heck of a lot of money to them. And the other option would be to go on a guided tour in which you may or may not see things that you're actually interested in. So GeoGAD looks to find a way to branch this problem that we have in the real world with the digital world. So let's start by just looking at what the travel market itself consists of. As we all know, it is a vast market. Just in San Francisco alone last year, travelers spent $8.2 billion. This was from 16 million people visiting the city. 2.3 million of these were from outside the U.S. And you can imagine if you're traveling somewhere you don't know the language, it can be a bit of a hassle to try to find your way around and more importantly to find out what is actually there. The tour industry itself, we usually think of as guided buses and things like that, is quite a large industry, $645 million just in 2002. This is just inside the United States, and this was the year after 9/11. So this is actually not a great year for the industry. But that money is actually split between almost 600 different companies, so it's very much a fragmented market, to say the least. Even when you go from city to city in the same town, you're never even sure if there is a guided tour company that covers that area. You have to go and research that information while you're there. The quality of the guides can vary considerably. Sometimes people know what they're talking about. Sometimes they're just looking for that $20 from you. So you really don't know until you get there and you try it out. And with travelers usually being so constrained on time, this can be a real loss for them if they do find some place that they'd like to visit, but they don't actually learn anything about it. And as I said before, it can be a real problem when you don't know the language in the area. Another thing about the travel industry is that the advertising dollars spent there are quite large. Like I said, it's the trillion-dollar industry itself. But it can be very hard to reach travelers, especially when they get to that local area. Airlines and large hotels, they have a lot of different options for advertising, but for small mom-and-pop stores, it really isn't that much. A lot of them try to use print campaigns, and as we know, printing out a brochure and leaving it in a tourist office isn't necessarily your best way of finding out how things are going to work for your campaign. The localized traffic itself is very problematic. Even on the web, it can be tough to reach your audience if you're very local. So with GeoGAD, we hope to get around a lot of that by creating content that travelers want, that is specific to particular latitude and longitude for them. It's also very personalized and very interactive. As you'll see, it's very highly Web 2.0. I'm sorry for the non-marketing people in here who are tired to death of that type of term, but that's the idea behind it. So as we've spoken to, the GeoGuide helps travelers. It also helps people looking to advertise to travelers, but it also helps another area of the travel area, which is in the content production itself. There have been decades worth of travel content on the internet and on the television especially. These videos are usually in the form of a half hour or hour long TV show. Sometimes you might also find the local news creates a segment of a particular area that they want to talk about to let their citizens know about a particular travel area that they could focus on. So there's tons of this information out there, but it's all pretty much sitting in archives because it's very difficult to find. I mean, where do you go on the web to search for this sort of content? It just isn't there. There's no interface for it. So GeoGuide is looking to create this interface to help travelers find things very easily. Now, sometimes people talk about maybe going to a travel guide and using their content. There's things like a Fromers or Fodors or Lonely Planet, and that's a good way to start. One issue for these travel guides is that they have to be extremely careful about their own advertising. They have to, since they give recommendations for hotels and restaurants, they just can't accept any advertising from someone. So they're limited in what kind of advertising content they can take. Therefore, they're also limited on ways to make money from it. You can go to geogad.com right now, and we can look at some of the guides that we have on there now. We have guides for 4 different cities, 9 different tours. The tours can be in the form of either video or audio slideshows. Right now, everything on the site is audio slideshow, but that's the content GeoGuide itself has created. We also have the ability for users to upload their own content, which can be either audio or video. The content is free for people to stream or to download. All you need to do is log in. The content is shown with ads, and if you are very much opposed to ads, which some people very much are, you can get the content for $6.99 for each tour that you want to do. What we are creating right now and just releasing out into the market is an interface to let people take the content, both that's created by GeoGuide, by professional content partners, and by users themselves, to mix and match tour stops to create their own tour. So this is the GeoGuide website itself. Go and look at, hopefully get a good connection. Yeah, great. Okay, so as I said, we have 9 different tours. Let's focus on one more popular ones, one for Fisherman's Wharf, for example. Now this content is already created. It gives you a little overview of the area. In this case, talking about, this is just a sample right now because we're not logged in, so it shows a single tour stop. In this case, it's the fishing fleet over here at this one location at the corner of Jones and Jefferson.
Small Monterey-style fishing boats protects the small fishing fleet of Fisherman's Wharf. If you feel like trying to catch your own seafood dinner, the captains of these boats can help you do it. San Francisco built these boats in forks around 1900, but the Italian fishermen were very important base of the entire San Francisco fishing industry.
So basically that content is the type of content that you get from a travel guide, tour guide, if you were actually in the city. GeoGuide doesn't provide recommendations for hotels and restaurants. There's tons of sites and tons of books out there that already do that. This is mainly the type of information that you would get from a local or a local tour guide themselves. Each individual tour stop, and in this particular tour we've got 15 different stops, as you can see on the map here, is focused on particular latitude and longitudes. The thing that allows you to do is it allows you to go down into a neighborhood, but it also allows us to target advertising to that particular latitude and longitude without having to worry the user that we're going to be invading their privacy too much. Right now, this content is just structured around the particular content being served, so the ads as well. The user doesn't have to worry. So it's very web 2.0, so we've got all these tags associated with it, ratings, comments, all the good stuff associated with that you'd expect. Like I said, we've got tours right now for 4 different cities. You can see on this map focused on Vancouver, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Savannah, Georgia. And you can search around, find the tours you're looking for. You can also search based upon different tags you might be interested in finding something more about, like maybe Great Barrier Earthquake. Let's get a shot. Okay. So you'll see all that's focused in the area of San Francisco with all these different individual tour stops. Okay. Like I said, you can also, user can log in and upload their own tour stop. Okay, so basically creating some sort of tour name that's unique for that user, at least one tag, a description. Specify a particular latitude and longitude. And of course, you'd focus in on it. And if you did, if you knew that, you'd also include the address as well. The user can also, like I said, has a choice between uploading a single video file, or they can also upload an audio file. In the case of a regular user, it would be only like up to four different audio files. Each audio file can have a JPEG associated with it. It can include caption information for the photo. You can also include a transcript, exactly what's going on in that particular tour section. So that would be the last stop in creating the tour. So as I was saying, GeoGuide is creating an interface to let people create their own tours. So as you can see, for example, you've got all these different tour stops you can include. You got two different maps, your tour and the available tour stops. You can mix and match by dropping and dragging. And over here, then, everything gets dropped and dragged here as well. So we put this here. And everything will be renumbered nice and easy for people so they can keep track of it. For example, this is tour stop one now. Move around, make it some other tour stop. Okay, so this is one I made earlier today, an individual tour stop. Custom tour GeoGuide created, and just a single tour that really was just for testing purposes. But one of the things you can see is everything is done automatically for the user, including getting mapping information. Unfortunately, you can't see it too well in this particular tour, but you can see it's all being set up easily for the user. They can also, as I said before, they can just stream it to the web live, or you can also download a sample of it, which you could then download it to your computer and then upload it to your favorite device. So that's pretty much everything I've got for GeoGuide at the moment. And if you guys have any questions, just feel free to chime in. Go ahead.
Can you explain more about how, like on my BlackBerry, how would I upload it to my BlackBerry?
Right now, you would download the tour file as a single zipped file to your hard drive on your computer. Then you would unzip and upload it to your favorite mobile device. We're looking into creating a mobile interface, a mobile web version, and some iPhone applications so that you could do it on your own mobile device without having to download anything like that. You could just stream it directly.
So if I want to create tour content for you, is that all just stuff I'm giving you, or is there some way for me to share any revenues made off of your sales and advertising?
Right now, for individual users, it would just be something you share, but we are looking into creating publishing deals with professionals. So if, for example, you are a tour guide, you work professionally in a city, you might want to have a relationship created with GeoGuide to distribute your content.
What are the restrictions of file format in audio or video or pictures and so on that you have, or any format you accept?
Okay. Right now, we're trying to keep as open formats as possible. The actual downloaded tours are going to be in MP3, JPEG, and MP4 formats. So trying to make it so it works across all devices. There is no digital rights management to be concerned about. If you have issues with sharing your content and being allowing them to be distributed, then we have to look into doing something different, like maybe not allowing downloads or something like that. But as far as accepting information from the user, we prefer to stick with MP3, JPEG. With video, we're a little bit more flexible.
Have you thought at all about making it a more social type application compared to, you answered the professional upload. What about people who just want to share but maybe get credit for it, or have a, you know, be the top rated person on your site for giving tour information? Whatever, maybe not do it as a profession, but as a social exercise.
Right, I didn't really get a chance to show it on the interface, but you're able to search for tour stops and by which are the most popular, which are the highest rated, the same type of thing you'd see on YouTube, basically. So it does have some aspects that we'd also like to include more options to share among users and message among each other as well.
Okay, that's all for questions. Let's thank Dorothy.
hope you got something useful or interesting out of our humble meetup group podcast. It's a pleasure to put together for you. If you want more information about our meetup, log on to web.meetup.com/49. If you have ideas, thoughts, concerns, or questions, please email podcast@endpointenvironmental.com. Until next time, I'm Catherine Burton. Thanks for listening.